Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Craftsman Days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Right now, get a free select tool when you buy the Craftsman V20 2-Pack Battery Kit. Whether it's the backyard, the bathroom, or beyond, Craftsman has the tools to help you power through and get the project done right. Because DIYing is unpredictable, but your tools shouldn't be. Shop Craftsman at Lowe's today. Valid through 6/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Back to Old School with Foreman and Orman on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
My parents live by the Highlands course. I know about it. Yeah.
Well, we're back, Jay Foreman, Austin Orman. We are again live here at the Blur Tailgate by the Hilton in Omaha. It's open every day. We're up here from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Doors are open from 10:30 to midnight, all the way to the 21st. 18 TV showing live baseball, all-inclusive bar and buffet, multiple seating options, including a hammock, blurevents.com/Omaha. You can buy tickets at the door, so they will not turn you away. Anywhere from $84 to $134, you'll get the lunch buffet. Depending on how much more you spend, you'll get beer, wine, and mixed drinks. What's mixing here, Austin, is the university.
Joe Mixon here?
Yeah, you know, with Bradley Chubb signing with the Texans and all that stuff. But really what's mixing is the universities are able to pay players. And it's, you know, a great option for these young men to go out here and make some money. We just talked about a couple of the commits that's, you know, going to be coming Nebraska's way about this time next year. I think they move in. They're usually generally, you know, the beginning of June. So, you know, I think it's one of those things that we'll see how it goes. I think it's great initially. I think it's going to hurt some Olympic sports, a lot of Olympic sports. I think the teams that are investing in something like baseball, right, where every school is not as invested as the LSU, Arkansas, all the teams, Vanderbilt and all that, you'll see a drastic change in their recruiting in football because they are baseball schools. They are basketball schools, right? We think about the Big East, not much in the football.
Yeah.
And then you think of there is volleyball schools like Nebraska and the cost sharing. All that stuff is great, but then also really what's going to happen, it's going to be interesting to see what happens to the Olympic sports that you still have to be competitive in. Do they go to club? Do you just only keep them on scholarships with a very, very small portion of your collectives going there? That's how that's how you make up the difference. Also, they have a clearinghouse. So any NIL deal over $600 has to be approved. And that's really going to be interesting to see what deals and what types of players are turned or getting deals turned away, because ultimately it's a free-for-all and everybody wants to get paid. And so I think making this decision now with everything obviously predicated around NIL that's already been signed gives them a year to kind of run some tests and some players that maybe choose to re-sign to be on the contract and see some runs and tests to see how it really works. But ultimately, I think this in the next 3 to 5 years, this has to work. This has to work or the bubble is going to bust, and then you're going to have to hit the reset button.
Which we already just did, right? I mean, this is a reset for college sports in a lot of ways. It's not going to be a clean transition. It's not going to be smooth. There are going to be problems. But, Jay, I am so fascinated to see which athletic departments handle this well and which ones don't, right? I mean, I think about the Director's Cup, right? That people know a little bit about but not a whole lot about. There's no prize for it. You just get a trophy.
Yeah.
It's a mark of, you know, how well did all of your teams do essentially get points for winning championships, qualifying for postseasons and whatnot. And it's a pretty big deal, right? Nebraska's finished, I think, higher this year than it has in a long time, if not ever. And I think that it's going to be very important, too, for the health of other sports. Number one, will they continue at the collegiate level? Or, Jay, do we see more and more of these programs get outsourced to clubs?
Yeah.
You know, outside of essentially university control, where you can still be an athlete, you know, or enrolled as a student at this university.
Right, but then you can, you know, like I think right away for track and field, you know, will you see people running from Puma and Nike and getting paid that way, which they had to wait till after winning? Do they invest in new kind of the farm system? Because Olympics and all the you know, obviously big track events and all that stuff is used college as a fostering ground for it. And while they immensely or shortly were starting to get paid.
Well, I think too of the European model, right, where the prep sports aren't tied to the school.
Right.
It's its own thing. You're with your club. It's through a town, right, developmentally. And that's where I think, you know, Lincoln would be a perfect place for that European style model.
Yeah.
Where it's great that so much is, you know, through the university. I'm not knocking them for their hustle or anything. But a town like Lincoln that rallies around its people, that supports its own, I think it's the perfect size and the perfect setup to support that. Where you go to school at Nebraska for your degree, right? But the prep sports are run outside of that.
Right.
Even football, basketball, baseball, softball, volleyball, you can keep with the university. But I think with what you can draw to Nebraska, it would be a perfect sort of test run to be, you know what, we want to sponsor these programs. You deserve funding. You deserve attention that we don't feel like we can give to you right now. But then I'm going to turn right around and say it's kind of a cop-out.
Yeah.
I get that the $20.5 million is what was put in place. I'm curious to see how long that number or the 22% of the average
budget. It's going to get to 50% on paper, but in reality it's still going to be 25%.
But even if, you know, 25% goes to football, these other student athletes deserve funding too. If we're going to run it through the university system, sure, football that brings in a lot of money is going to be a focus. Basketball, sure. But if this is the way it's structured, that we're going to be doing so much through colleges, I do hope we get to a point where it's more than just the 22%, because there is money around to support all of these programs financially. Sure, you might not make back a lot of money with all of them. That's just part of the deal.
Yeah.
But I don't want to see college sports continue to be run like a business, because I still think college needs to be that middle ground between high school and the pros.
Yeah,
it just hasn't been that way. It's leaning more and more toward the professional side.
Right.
And I get it, but I don't love it.
Yeah, you don't love it, but the reality is, Austin, I'll push back on it. Like, college football is professional. The NFL and all the major league, they're all entertainment, right? We're talking about it. We're talking about hitting home runs in McCovey Cove and all that stuff, right? Big trades that normally wouldn't happen. I think what you can do, and I do believe that you can find some money that you could keep every sport under the same roof. Now, you got to be willing to take a little bit less, because football really, you know, they turn to keep the lights on and they stir the pot.
But I think it's less about that and more about how are you spending the money you have.
Right.
If you're telling me that you can't sponsor every varsity sport at Nebraska for what you bring in football media rights revenue, that's crazy. Maybe you'll have to cut back on facilities.
Right. I think
you'll have to cut back and not hire as many administrators. But there is money there. Are you willing to use it on these other programs? That's the question.
Right. That is the question. But then also it becomes through – then you have to get collectives in there. Then you do you have donor, you know, fatigue?
Close your eyes and imagine what you'll look like 6 months from now. How's your hair look? The same? Now picture how your hair would look if you started using Hims. If you're picturing the same you as before, but with much thicker and fuller hair, you'd be correct. What can happen in 3 to 6 months? You could pick up a new hobby and get not that good at it yet. You could do about half of your New Year's resolution. You could learn a few songs on the piano or pick up bass guitar. Or you could start seeing thicker, fuller hair regrowth through Hims. Not bad for just 3 to 6 months. Men, if you're starting to notice your hair thinning when you look in the mirror, you're not alone. Life just gets busier and busier, and it can feel like there's not enough time in the day to do something about it. So, try Hims Hair Loss Solutions. You can avoid jumping through a bunch of frustrating hoops and get access to treatment without even leaving your home. Hims provides you with the convenient access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted options and clinically proven ingredients, like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. Choose from personalized chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatments to find what works best for you. The process is simple and 100% online, so there are no uncomfortable doctor visits. Answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. No insurance is needed, and one low price covers everything from treatments to ongoing care. Hims has hundreds of thousands of trusted subscribers, and they can help you get your confidence back too with visibly thicker and fuller hair. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's HIMS.com/Hail Mary for your personalized hair loss treatment options. HIMS.com/Hail Mary. Results may vary. based on studies on topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription products require an online consultation with the healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today.
You can do it, but then the other sports are going to have to be willing to be, you know, have your roster set, whatever sport, like basketball, say you got 14 scholarships instead of like nine, whatever they had to kind of stretch it. Mm-hmm. You got to be okay with that. And then you got to find a way and avenues for them to grow their brand outside of, you know, football or outside of basketball or whatever sport that may be, but then also make it beneficial for them to come here and be under scholarship because they can see something down past their NBA or professional career is done. Nebraska's done that. Now, how also you do that? Now, if I'm Nebraska, right, say basketball and football and maybe volleyball, because I think Nebraska, the state of Nebraska, is the mecca of women's volleyball. Mm-hmm. I'm partner with some local schools. Local colleges, and that's where we're really going to do our development. We don't need you to go somewhere else. We don't need you to go to FCS and come here.
Right.
Go play for Coach Orman and Coach Foreman at whatever school, and you're going to get developed. Now, you're going to have to pay the coaches, and you won't see immediate return. But you invest in it, you will make it back tenfold. I always say like this, and I said this on Inside the Huddle Sundays at 8 a.m. Once you find a way to be – I would say – I look at it like this. This whole thing is – it's a 4x1 relay. Mm-hmm. Okay, some schools got out the gates faster. We've made some up. We've kind of gained ground, and we're just maybe a little bit smith in the first handoff and relay. Mm-hmm. Now you know what this is. Now we feel like now we're even. Now we got to find a way to gain the advantage. Now we got to win this race in the second and the third leg, mm-hmm. and then we got to use everything around it, putting on events, the Big Red Project, Go Big Project, being able to be here when you're 40, 50 years old. We can win the last leg. We got to win the second, third leg.
And I think you said a really interesting word, invest.
Yeah.
If you put money into a losing program, you are spending. If you put money into a winning program, you are investing.
Right.
Maybe not investing in order to see a bunch of money come back. Obviously, that's ideal, right? That's why you invest money to see it grow down the road. But maybe an investment in a quote unquote non-revenue program is actually investment in the next generation, right? You know, this is helping our athletic department maintain a healthy culture. It's helping us, you know, bring more students in the door, whether they're paying for a scholarship or not. It's going to help us down the road. Now, if you're sinking money into a program that's at the bottom of the Big Ten Conference every time,
well, then that's
spending. Either get better or cut it. But if you have a winning program, you're not spending money,
but
you're investing.
But investing is also not sitting there and minimizing somebody. Like, if I'm paying you $100, then you shouldn't have to outperform the guy that's getting paid $10,000, right?
Right.
And also, I'd say, look, I don't know what softball generally had a good following and good output. Mm-hmm. But let me tell you something. Investing in Nebraska softball is probably part of the reason we're able to get a superstar player like Jordy Ball back.
Yep.
We just got the commitment from her former teammate mm-hmm. today. Mm-hmm. If you don't think it didn't pay dividends, it paid dividends immediately with Jordy Ball, but mm-hmm. that was a couple years in fruition.
Yep.
She won national championships, dealt with stuff. I'm coming back home. I see the process. Mm-hmm. That's an investment, right? So that, and then also it means Coach Rhonda Lavelle had to make an inroads, even though you finished a close second. Mm-hmm. Now we're here. Oh, you don't think that Jordy Ball doesn't talk to her former teammate via phone or, you know, via text or whatever? Here she comes. Now that's the investment. Then you have to invest in some other players and coaches that either are on the roster or former players mm-hmm. to create the culture. Because if I'm trying to sell Austin Orman from Biloxi, Mississippi, and I'm from, say, Meridian, Mississippi, We're both from the same thing. So we know what Mississippi's like. Well, this is how I was able to come here, strive, and then create a long and legacy out here. This is what you can do, and I got your back. You have to invest in it. And it's only because of where Nebraska's at. I think Nebraska is starting to create winning habits and cultures and things that they need to do. Now you have to win that second and a half leg. You got it. You're even in the second leg. Mm-hmm. Now we got to turn on the Jets, and we got to have a phenomenal handoff of the baton to the third leg, and then that's where we really be in front of the curve, right? Because mm-hmm. I felt like a couple staffs, you know, prior were always behind the curve.
Yeah.
Right? Really didn't see the future. And so now the future is here. Now we know this is where we're going to be. And I'll say that at a 3 to 5 year period, we got to maximize it, but then not also just maximize it and doing what everybody else is doing, maximizing it our way, because our way, along with all the stuff that is the closing leg, right? Mm-hmm. Essentially Usain Bolt is better than 98% of in the nation. So that's our closer.
Yeah.
So now it's like, even now we're listening to, we're watching baseball. Okay, let's just get it to Rivera. Enter right. Sandman coming out there. Right. Shut the lights off. Good night. God bless. Go home. We just got to get there. Mm-hmm. Our middle relief or whatever analogy you want to do, you know, has to be good. But ultimately, you know, how we operate on a day-to-day basis is also part of that as well.
And I think that the last point I have on this is investing and focusing on the present where it's important to win, but also looking ahead to the future,
right?
Not being behind the curve of the next thing, right? You can be ahead of the curve. You can try something that doesn't work in your current era. And I'm not saying Nebraska needs to just, you know, slow down, you know, tap on the brakes and say, well, you know, we're just going to sit back and wait. No, you still got to be go-getters, try to get back out in front. But I feel confident saying this is not going to be the last era of college athletics.
No.
Right? So maybe, you know, Nebraska goes all in on a sport or two now. But I think it would be short-sighted for Nebraska to say, well, this isn't a priority now. This isn't what's beneficial for college sports now. So we're going to scrap X, Y, and Z, or we're going to start doing X, Y, and Z. You got to do it maybe in some cases to stay competitive and up on the cutting edge in the moment.
Right.
But you also can't sacrifice that 10, 15, even 25-year vision of where could this be going? How do we prepare for this outcome versus that outcome?
You never know when a Jordy Ball or a local talent is watching. They're right now in grade school and middle school. Mm-hmm. So how you go about business, how you treat present day players, how you treat former players, it pays dividends, man. Mm-hmm. I'm just telling you, it does. It's like a cycle. It does. It's just like when we talk about high school basketball.
Yep.
Eventually, all the good players are going to be in Lincoln. Then it's going to be like real scarce, and then it's going to be a little bit in between. So you got to make sure that you're ready for it. Then also, more importantly, I think you need to be ahead of the curve. And like you said, you got to plan 5-10 years down the road, even if you're not going to be here.
Right.
Because you're usually judged on the legacy that you live or that you set while you're present, while you're somewhere else, or you choose to retire. But what we're going to do is we're going to retire for this segment, come back and put a bow on this bad boy. Once again, we are here, up here at the Hilton Omaha, live at Blur, Jay Foreman, Austin Orman, old school, the new school way. We'll be right back.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.